3B, Green Man Festival. About Green Man Festival. Where? Banao Brihenyog. Number of days? 4. Camping? Yes. Genre? A wide-ranging program including music, literature, comedy, cabaret, and cinema. Audience? 25,000 attendees, a diverse audience of young families, teenagers, and older people. The Green Man team also runs an event called Settlement for the few days before the festival starts, which allows a smaller number to, well, settle in, and have time to explore and enjoy the surrounding countryside before the main event. Green Man Festival has a loyal audience with around 80% returning annually. In 2023, the festival was sold out in just over 2 hours before any lineup was announced. Green Man Festival's environmental ambitions. As its name suggests, being green is at the heart of the festival and influences everything they do. Initiatives to encourage more sustainable travel options, reusable cups, the use of HVO, hydro-treated vegetable oil and solar to replace fossil fuel-sourced power, and compost toilets, to name just a few, have been adopted to reduce the festival's environmental impact. They are a founding supporter of Vision 2025 and have pledged to reduce the festival's environmental impact by 50% by 2025. To further support their green goal, they have undertaken the A Greener Future certification in 2023. The results will provide an independent assessment of how they are doing and those areas where more could be done to reduce the festival's environmental impact. Providing accessibility for all. Not only is the festival focused on being as green as possible, it also works hard to make it as accessible as possible, so that everyone can enjoy the festival. They are proud of their Gold Charter accreditation from Attitude is Everything. The numbers attending the festival and using the facilities is gradually increasing each year. In 2023, they sold over 150 companion tickets. As part of their mission to make the festival as accessible as possible, the organizers have introduced many facilities. There is a dedicated accessible campsite which is located in the middle of the festival site to make access to the main stages and transport points as easy as possible. The facilities include accessible showers and toilets, viewing platforms, BSL, trackway, and mobility scooters. There are ramps onto stages, not just for customers, but for staff, crew, and artists. They have a support team, many of whom are disabled people themselves, which includes their on-site accessibility manager. Being green and accessible. Particular challenges. Being green and at the same time providing accessibility is not without its challenges. And, at times, the measures to provide access can conflict with their ambition to be as green as possible. There are a number of areas that the festival and this research highlight as being problematic. Accessibility. The infrastructure supply chain and transport emissions. The Green Man team identified issues to do with the lack of availability of key infrastructure provision across the supply chain. For example, accessible toilets. There are a limited number of suppliers of these toilets, and they are not local suppliers. This means that to provide accessible toilets, the festival must use suppliers from further afield. As a result, providing accessible toilets increases the transport miles for the delivery and removal of toilets. Further, each accessible toilet is bigger than a standard toilet, which means that fewer toilets can be delivered in one load, resulting in more delivery and removal trips. On top of this, the accessible toilets generally available are chemical toilets. There are few accessible compost toilets available for hire as yet, and we know compost toilets are much better for the environment than chemical toilets. Accessibility and the provision of water. To conserve water and limit the amount wasted, the festival installs stop taps on tap tables. To make water more accessible, the taps are set for 15 seconds. A Greener Future advises that this is longer than is normal, which means that more water is being used. However, it's difficult for the festival to shorten the flow time to conserve more water, as they recognize that, where a festival goer has difficulty pushing the stop taps, they need a longer time for the water flow to stay on. Conclusions. making Green Man Festival as green as possible, whilst at the same time making it as accessible as possible, presents a number of specific challenges for the team, and, by implication, for other festivals with the same ambitions. However, the team continue to look for new and more local solutions across the supply chain.